Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Celibacy Talks Podbean. I am Laquila Shin, and I am excited this morning to be here. We didn't record yesterday, but we do have two recordings already out, so I hope you guys get a chance to go look at them. Actually, I think it may be three, but I hope you guys go listen to them. They will really bless you. But this morning, we want to talk about getting up and going to get the life you want, going after the life you want. You know, that's what we're going to talk about this morning, because so many people, myself included, we get so comfortable in life sometimes with, we get so comfortable settling that we forget this is not the life that we even wanted for ourselves. This is not the life that as a child you dreamed of and you wrote out, you planned out, you prayed about. This is not the life. Half of us are living somebody else's life. That's very uncomfortable. So today I kind of want to get back to the root of the situation, how we can handle this, how you can move forward and try to go ahead and move forward with what it is that you want out of life by seeking God, because he wants nothing but the best for you. Nobody can sit around and say, I'm living this life because this is what God wants for me. I'm struggling because this is what God wants for me. I got to work 2-3 jobs because this is what God wants for me. No, this is what you want for you, because you didn't lay the right foundation. You didn't do what you needed to do so that you can be where you need to be, myself included. So let's go back. A lot of people didn't graduate from high school, yet they want to go to college. So instead of going to get their GED and go to college, they sit around 5-10 years and still blaming whoever or whomever was the reason why they dropped out of high school, quit high school, didn't finish high school, but never once look at themselves and point their finger to themselves and say, I am the reason, in spite of what caused it. I am the reason I don't have my diploma, because I am the one who's keeping myself back, because I haven't moved forward. I haven't wanted to take the GED test. I'm not studying to prepare myself for college. I'm not doing anything but saying that I want to go to college, but I'm not applying myself, and I'm not applying any methods to get me there. Nor am I setting goals or plans or making deadlines. I'm not doing none of that. So we got to get to the point where we look at the situation and see it for what it is. We are the reason that we're not where we want to be, because we're not, obviously, we're not doing something right. We're not planning our life right. We're not doing the short-term, long-term goal. We're not after it like we want. We're not hungry enough for it. And today I want you to get your hunger back for your life. In spite of if you have kids, a husband, or whatever the case may be, that's fine and dandy. That's nothing you can control. But right now, what you can control is your life. What you can control is how your life ends, how your future looks, how things can get better for you. That's what you can control, because you are your own hindrance, just like you are the only person who can get you to where you want to be. Today, I want to challenge you. If you haven't went and got, you know, if you dropped out of school at an early age due to whatever reason, no matter the reason, I want to challenge you to get up and go get your diploma. I want to challenge you to go get your GED, to do whatever you got to do to get your education, because education is vital in this country. You cannot work at a restaurant without a diploma nowadays. These people are not playing. So if you're sitting around here and you're moping and soaping and you waiting on the handout, that's not going to come. You got to get up and you got to get out and you be your own handout. Stop allowing people to tell you that you're not smart enough, that you don't have what it takes, that you've been out of school too long, that you're too old, that you got kids you need to focus on, that you should be worried about your husband or your man, or you need to keep working at your job. Look, stop listening to these people who don't want nothing out of life, who probably gave up on their own dreams, who don't want to see you prosper because they're not prospering. Get away from that negative energy. Get away from those negative people. Do not let people stop you from being great. Only you can stop you from being great. Get out today. Do what you got to do. Make the necessary calls so that you can line up your future, so you can start reorganizing your life, so you can take your life back. The devil loves to see you in misery. That's why he tried to keep you there, by belittling you, by allowing your mind to, implant these thoughts in your mind where you get doubt, you get fear, you lose hope, you lose faith. And without faith, you can't please God. And we got to quit trying to say God did it. It's because of God. No, honey. You laid the foundation for anything that's going on in your life. You laid it. Be it a bad marriage, horrible children, lack of education, no aspirations, whatever the case may be, you laid the foundation. And you are the only person who can go back, pull up that old foundation, and lay down some new. And that's what you need to do. That's what I'm challenging you all to do. Whatever it is that's been on your goal board for over 5 and 10 years and you ain't done it, get up and get it done now. Stop prolonging. Stop putting it off. Stop waiting on somebody to say, girl, you should do that. Or man, yeah, that's a great idea. You say it to yourself and you get out there regardless if you have 1, 2, or 3,000 people behind you. It does not matter who supports you. It does not matter who is against you. All that matters is who is for you. And that is Jesus Christ. That is the Lord, our Savior. He will be there. He will see you through. When you take one step, God will take two. You get up and you declare that I'm going to have a great life. Today I'm going to move forward in my purpose. I will not be stagnant anymore. I will move in the faith that God has given me. I will believe in the word and the promises that God has given me over my life, and I'm taking my life back. Devil, you are a liar. You cannot have my future. You cannot have my goals, my dreams, my aspiration, my children, my family, my finances. You cannot have my life. Today I'm taking it back, and I'm giving it to the one person that I know can fix this mess, the Lord. And that's what you need to declare today. And you need to seek God, and you need to pray to God and ask him to align you in the path that you need to go. Ask him to set your footsteps on the right path, on the right road, so that you're able to go out and be great and trust in the fact that God is leading you. We must learn to run to God and not man. Man will disappoint you every time. Man will set you back further than where you were even at. Trust in God. He is the only one that can get you where you need to be in spite of how much time you've already lost or you think you lost. God will repay you for the years that you think you lost. He will give you back that double if you run into him. We have got to start believing more in God. We have got to start weighing in more on faith and on the word of God and trusting the fact that if God be for us, who can be against us? No one. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. And I don't care what's going on. If you're in a situation and you feel like you caved in, I dare you today to wake up the beast on the inside of you. Wake up the beast on the inside of you. Ask Jesus to rise up in you, and you get up and you get out and you knock down every barrier, every chain, every yoke of bondage, whatever it may be. You cast it down to the pits of hell, to the devil. He is a liar, a thief, a killer, a destroyer, and he cannot have you. You declare the life you want for your future children, for your children right now. You declare it. You speak it. You think it, and you go and get it. Today, go get the life that you want and stop living somebody else's life. You guys have a great morning. Stay tuned for more.